那我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, we thank you for this week.
亲爱的主，我们为这本周感谢你。
Thank you for Sunday, the privilege to worship you.
谢谢你在主日我们有这来到教会里敬拜你的权利。
That you will be with us as we study your word this morning.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
I want to start with a scripture in First Timothy. I'm sorry, First Timothy.
我们先今天来看一节经文，在提摩太前书。
We are talking about personal discipline in our life.
我们在讲个人生活中的个人操练。
And this morning, I was looking at this scripture in 1 Timothy 6.
今天早晨呢，我看到提摩太前书第六章的一句经文。
And it struck me in the area of our discipline in our life.
它就让我想到我们一个个人操练的一个方面，一个领域。
Because Paul is writing to a young pastor.
因为保罗写信给的是一位年轻的牧师。
And sometimes I think that when we see someone's name in the Bible, we automatically put a halo over their head like in the paintings.
有时候我们看到一个人名在圣经中出现的时候，马上就想把这个人物呢上面头上给他放个光环，就像在画里看到的。
And we turn them into artificial people.
我们把他就是转变成一个好像不是不食人间烟火的人。
And we forget they were real people.
我们就忘记了他们是真实的人。
Timothy is a young pastor with all of the normal stresses that a pastor has.
提摩太呢，他是一位年轻的牧师，他有这个作为牧者所有的正常的压力。
He had a weak, ongoing stomach problem.
他长期那个肠胃不好。
I think he was somewhat of a timid person who was very intimidated by people.
我觉得他可能是那个个性呢比较软弱的，比较容易受惊吓的人，所以呢，对方要一强，他可能就会退回来，就会害怕。
I say that because when Paul writes him, Paul keeps emphasizing, be strong, don't let them intimidate you.
因为我为什么这么说呢？因为保罗给他写信的时候，不断的说，你要刚强，要勇敢，不要让他们吓到你，不要胆怯。
And in one of Paul's letters to one of the churches,
当保罗给一个教会的书信里面就写到。
He says, I'm sending Timothy to you.
他说我送提摩太到你们那里去。
Be kind to him.
请你们要对他非常的友善。
Be nice.
就是要对他很好。
And I think he's preparing them. Timothy is a little sensitive.
我就是觉得他在就是引导他们，让他们知道说提摩太呢是比较敏感的。
So, help him out.
所以呢要帮助他。
My point is, Timothy is a normal person.
就是提摩太是一个，就是跟我们一样一个常人。
He's pastoring in Ephesus.
他在以弗所牧会。
A city that he is surrounded with all kinds of temptations.
这个城市呢，里面到处都是试探。
And Paul writes First Timothy.
保罗就写了提摩太前书。
And in the last chapter, he says something interesting.
但是在最后一章呢，保罗说了一些挺有趣的事情。
He starts to warn him of some dangers.
他首先呢警告他一些危险。
Craving for controversy, enjoying arguments.
他说就是要小心那些喜欢争辩，不见到人的事情。
Friction among people.
在人们中间的这种摩擦。
Being discontent in your life.
就是在生活中的不知足。
He says, if you have food and clothing, be satisfied.
他说，如果有吃有衣有食，就当知足。
He says, those who desire to get rich fall into a snare.
但是那些想要发财的人呢，就落在网络里。
So he goes through a whole list of these areas of personal struggle.
所以呢，就是列出了整个一个方面，就是个人的这种挣扎。
And then he says, "But as for you, O man of God, run from these things."
但是呢，他说你这属神的人要逃避这些事。
you pursue, you chase after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness.
因为你要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Fight the good fight of faith.
你要为那真道打个美好的仗。
Early this morning, I was thinking about these verses.
今天早晨我在默想这些经文。
Now, some of the things he talks about in these verses are a matter of sin or godliness.
他有些谈到呢,是关于罪和敬虔的。
But some of them are not.
有些呢,其实不属于这一类。
Paul does not say here, as some people have misquoted it, Paul does not say money is the root of all evil.
就像有些人呢,他们是误用保罗的话,保罗没有说钱是万恶之根。
Some of what he's talking about here are not things that are wrong in themselves.
他有,在这里所讲到的有些事情,他本身是没有错的。
If you are one of those who thinks, yes, money is the root of all evil,
如果你是那个觉得说,钱财就是万恶之根的,
I'll fix it for you.
那我可以帮你解决这个问题。
Just stick it on the desk down at the end of the hall. There's a little room.
你就把那个钱贴在那个房间的门上，放在那儿就行了。Get
rid of all that evil, and I'll take care of it for you.
你把你的这个邪恶都给除掉，我可以来照看这些。Paul
isn't saying it's evil. 保罗没有说钱财是万恶之根，他说的是。When we get things out of balance.
当事情失去它的那个平衡的时候,
when we are undisciplined in our life, it creates problems for us.
当我们在我们的生活中就是不能够节制的时候, 就会带来问题。
And so he says, Timothy, you live in this world.
所以他说, 提摩太, 你生活在这个世界上,
and that's fine.
没关系。
But keep your eye on the primary goal.
但是呢, 你要定睛在那个主要的目标上。
That chapter reminds me of the importance, helps me to understand the importance of personal discipline.
这些经文呢,帮助我就是注意到说个人操练的重要性。
Because it seems to me there are two extremes that Christians fall into.
有两个极端,基督徒基本上会陷入。
There is the extreme of, we can say, asceticism.
一种呢,就好像有点像那种苦行主义,禁欲主义。
Money is bad, stay away from it.
那个钱财呢,是糟糕的,所以远离它。
If you enjoy your food, there's something wrong with you, you should be spiritual.
如果你喜欢你的那个,很享受你的食物的话,那可能什么东西就不太对劲了。 你要,只应该享受属灵的食物。
I had a friend who told me, every time I start to find myself feeling too comfortable, I sleep on the floor for a night.
他说,我有个朋友,他就说,每次我感觉自己比较安逸的时候,感觉挺舒服的时候,我就要在地上睡一晚上。
Because I don't want to be comfortable in this world, I want to be spiritual.
因为我不想在这个世界上过得很安逸,我想要属灵。
That's fine, but I'll tell you the truth, at night, I want to be comfortable.
就是,但是我告诉你这个真话,那天你不会舒服。
I'll pray tomorrow morning, right now I want to sleep.
但是呢,我明天早上要祷告,现在我想要好好睡觉。
Asceticism goes too far.
就是这个苦行主义,或者这个,就走得太远了。
In saying, everything of this world is bad.
就说,世界上的每样事情都是不好的,都是糟糕的。
And so as Christians, we should withdraw from it.
所以作为基督徒呢,我们应该从这个世界里出来。
Kind of put a wall around ourselves.
就好像在我们周围筑一道墙,
and have nothing to do with the world around us.
跟我们周围的世界完全没有关系。
Paul never teaches that.
保罗从来不是这样教导的。
Jesus never taught that.
主耶稣也不是这样教导的。
In fact, one of their criticisms of him,
实际上对主耶稣的批评之一就是,
is John the Baptist, you know, he stays away from all of that, but you look like you're actually enjoying your food. What's wrong with you?
然后就是说,哎,司洗约翰好像他都是从人群中间出来,但是呢,你却看着享受你的食物,你到底有什么不对劲儿呢?
One danger is asceticism.
一种危险就是苦行主义。
But honestly, I think in our world today, the other danger that is more common,
但是呢,在我们现在的世界里边,一个更普遍的危险就是,
is what Paul calls,
就是保罗所说的,
worldliness,
就是这个属世的,
and by that he means a love for the things of this world.
就是对这个世界的东西上有一种爱，真的是有一种留恋、贪恋。
That pulls our attention away from what is most important.
就让我把我们的注意力从这个最重要的事情上给引开了。
Paul's teaching is never either of those two extremes.
保罗的教导不是这两个极端。
His teaching is.
他的教导是。
This world, God created good.
就是神创造这个世界本来是美好的。
And he gave this good world to us to enjoy.
他给我们这个美好的世界是为了让我们能够享受。
But we will enjoy it best within limits.
但是呢我们最好是有一个界限我们才能最好的享受。
Proverbs, Solomon writes this.
在所罗门箴言保罗叫所罗门这么说。
If you find honey,
如果你有吃蜂蜜
eat just enough.
就吃那个足够。
What's he saying?
他说这个是什么意思
He's not saying honey is bad.
他没有说这个蜂蜜是坏的。
But he is saying you eat too much.
他说如果你吃太多的蜂蜜
and it no longer is enjoyable.
那就不太你就不能享受了。
Because you've gone to an extreme.
因为你已经走太极端了。
He says eat just enough.
就说就吃那个够量那个足够。
Be disciplined.
就是要自节制。
And you have a greater enjoyment of good things.
这样呢你会对那个美好的事物有更好的更大的享受。
So all these areas of personal discipline.
所以这个个人操练的所有的领域和方面。
Fit into that framework.
都是在这个框架之下的。
How do I live my life in a way that keeps me in Paul's words pursuing righteousness?
就是我如何过一个生活就让我扎根于保罗所说的追求这些金钱的事情。
So we've talked for 2 weeks on disciplining our tongue.
所以上两次课呢我们有讲到就是操练我们的言语。
I'm going to go through several other topics today and I'm doing them quickly.
所以今天我要走好几个题目。
I decided to take one area and kind of focus on it.
我决定找一个方面就是专注在上面。
But then the principles of that apply to these other areas.
但是呢这个原则是应用在别的方面的。
So quickly, discipline in our thought life.
第一个是对我们思想生活每日日常生活的思想的训练。
Proverbs 23 says, teaches us we are what we think.
箴言23章第七节说人心怎样思量他为人就如何。
But thinking there is not simply a thought that crosses your mind.
那个不是这样掠过你头脑的一个思想。
It is, we are what we choose to dwell on.
就是我们是怎么样的人我们选择去一直沉浸在那个思想中我们就是那样的人。
We become what we think about constantly.
我们常常不断的思想怎么样思想我们就是那样的人。
Much of this material is coming from a course that a friend of mine wrote who was a missionary.
这个写这本我今天教的课呢其实是来自于一本课本。写这本课本呢是我的一个朋友他是宣教士。
He was a missionary in the Philippines.
他是对菲律宾的宣教士。
And so he said that when he first went there, he really, really struggled with adjusting to the culture.
当他刚到菲律宾的时候，他就是要适应周围的这个新的一个生活环境，一个文化，他非常的挣扎。
He was struggling with language.
一个是语言方面的。
He was struggling with moving his young family to the other side of the world.
然后带着他刚刚建立不久的家庭到了世界的另一端。
He was struggling with culture shock.
然后这个文化上的冲击。
And actually, I started to understand his frustration a few years ago because I went and taught for a week in the place where he had been.
然后呢，几年以前我就能够理解了他的这种挣扎和他的这种，因为我曾经去菲律宾教过一个星期。
And the church leader that he was working with was my host, and he is a very strong and aggressive person.
然后呢？就是我这个宣教士的朋友呢他所一起工作的是一位教会的领袖我那时候那个人就我就住在他家里那个人呢是一个个性很强而且有点这种反正很能冲的一个人
who picks me up at the airport,
然后在机场接我
And almost his first words when I get in the van, I've never met this person.
我从来没有见过这个人。上车第一句话，这个人说的就是。
So what makes you think you know anything to teach us?
你觉得你有什么可以来教我们的？
I don't know. I just came on vacation.
我说哦，我就是来度假的。
But my friend Tim was having a real struggle adjusting.
我的朋友提摩太呢，真的是有一个很艰难的时光，这样子来，就是来这样子。
And he said one morning in his devotions,
在他早晨灵修的时候
he read from Proverbs those words.
他就读到这个提摩太就是箴言刚才讲到的
As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
他心怎样思量，他为人就是这样
The thoughts that you are thinking are who you are.
你所思想的那些念头，其实就是你这个人是这样的。
And that is a powerful verse.
那是一个强有力的经文。
Because we really want to kind of separate ourselves from the thoughts we're thinking.
其实我们很多时候是想把我们所思想的那些念头跟我们这个为人，我们的个人是分开的。
We rationalize.
我们就给自己合理化。
Yes, I am, you know, I'm thinking some angry thoughts right now. But that's not really me. That's the situation I'm in.
我在想一些那个愤怒的念头，但是那个不是我，我只是对我周围环境的一个想法。
But that morning, Tim reads this verse.
但是那天早晨呢，我的朋友提摩太读到那些经文。
And he said the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
他就，圣灵就对他说话了，说。
You are an angry man.
他说，孩子啊，你是个愤怒的人。
Because he had been just on and on his frustrations.
因为不断的，他真的是很灰心丧气，非常有挫败。
And he said, I started to argue.
他说我就开始跟神辩解。
By the way, never argue with God, you're going to lose.
你从来不要跟神辩论，你肯定是输的。
Never works.
那个行不通。
But he said, I said, Lord, I'm not an angry man, I'm a missionary.
他说主啊，我不是一个愤怒的人，我是个宣教士。
And he said, I felt like God answered me.
然后我就感觉神就回答我说
Well then, you're an angry missionary.
那好吧，你就是一位愤怒的宣教士。
Well, he was learning that morning.
那天早晨他学到的就是
Our thoughts shape who we are.
我们的思想就是塑造我们成为怎样的人？我们的想法，我们的思想，每个人的思想。
For some of us, our thought life that needs to be disciplined.
对我们其中有些人呢，我们的思想生活应该被应该来操练，来节制。
Is anger and resentment.
有的时候你是有这个愤怒，有这个生气，还有怨恨。
We constantly dwell on the fact that people don't respect us enough.
我们常常就沉浸在说这个人们对我不够尊重。
The world is out to get us.
这个世界上就是好像要来攻击我们。
We don't get what we deserve.
我们没有得到我们本来应该得到的。
And the longer we dwell on this, the angrier, more resentful we become.
你这些东西你越想呢，你就会越生气，越有怨恨。
Some of us are tempted by anxiety and thoughts of fear.
我们有的时候呢是心里有这种哎呀不安还有这种恐惧。
And our fear and our anxiety controls our whole life.
我们的焦虑和恐惧就控制了我们的生活的方方面面。
Some are controlled by lustful thoughts.
有的人是被那种肉体的欲望那种念头所控制。
Who are constantly going back to areas of temptation and yielding their mind to
Satan's control. 不断地回到那个试探当中，让自己的思想就是进到那个撒旦所控制的领域之内。
I have found it is very easy to be controlled by critical thoughts.
我自己觉得很容易被那种论断性、那种批判性的那个想法所控制。
To just sort of be able to make a list.
很容易就写下一个清单。
Richard skipped today, so I couldn't use him as an example.
他都正好不在，我可以拿来做例子。
I'll have to tell Richard. I talked about you.
我可以告诉他，我刚刚以你就讲了你了。
You know, we can go through life.
我们可以就是过日子。
Finding something wrong.
然后找到一些不对劲儿的事儿，
with everybody.
然后就发现每个人身上都有这个不对劲儿的这个问题。
And we'll say, I'm not a critical person.
你可以说我不是一个批判，就是论断性或者批判型的、批评型的人。
But.
但是。
And I've found that anything that comes after a but always disproves whatever came before the but.
我就发现任何在这个但是之后的词总是否定了你前面所说的那些东西。
You understand the,
你了解吗？
And what Proverbs is saying is this.
箴言所说的是。
If those are the thoughts that I'm dwelling on,
如果那个就是你思想中所，那就是你的思想中常常想到的，那就是你的念头。
I can't say, well, that's not me.
你不能说我不是那样的人。
If those are the thoughts that I dwell on,
如果
that is who I am.
如果那就是你常常就是沉浸在你思想到的，你就是那样的人。
And so for growing in the image of Christ,
所以呢，要在基督的形象上成长。
I have to discipline my thought.
我必须要操练，要操练我的思想生活，我的日常思想的念头。
Now, some of you have already jumped to the next point and realized, wait a minute, this is hard.
很多人已经是不是已经跳到下一点说，哦，这个太难了。
I mean, how do you stop yourself from thinking?
你怎么能停止你脑子不想东西呢？
The discipline of our tongue.
我们就是前面讲到的对言语的舌头的操练。
I can choose, I'm not going to say this.
我可以选择说我不说这些话。
And not say it, no matter how much I think it.
不管我多想，我也不说。
But how do you discipline your thoughts?
那你如何来思想你的思想呢？来控制操练你的思想呢？
Paul says this to us.
保罗这样对我们说。
It starts with number one, keep a close watch on yourself.
就是要在你的思想，就是要仔细的要留意你自己。
I've told you before, John Calvin said there's two parts to wisdom.
约翰加尔文说呢，智慧包括两方面。
I'll do like I used to do in my college class. Give you a pop quiz. What are the two parts of wisdom?
就是我问大家这个。
According to John Calvin.
根据约翰加尔文智慧的两方面包含什么呢 I know
Know God, know yourself
一个认识自己认识神
John Calvin
加尔文说
John Calvin said Wisdom As much as it can be considered true wisdom consists in two things
就是可以被认为真智慧的就包含两件事
Knowledge of God
对神的认识
Knowledge of yourself.
对自己的认识
You get an A system.
回答问题是 A
Know yourself.
了解你认识你自己
Charles Spurgeon wrote a book for pastors. It's a wonderful book.
斯布珍呢给牧师们写了一本很棒的书
And in there he talks about the points at which we are most susceptible to temptation.
他就讲到说我们什么时候是最容易受试探的
And he warns pastors
他就警告牧者们
When you're tired
当你累的时候
You are susceptible to temptation
你就容易受试探
When you're in conflict
当你跟人有冲突的时候当你在冲突的时候当你跟人有冲突的时候也容易受试探
And the third one he warned about
第三点他警告的是
After a ministry success
当你在这个事工上有一个很成功的时候你也很容易受试探
I have resigned from here and just about every other place I've ever been
我从这里还有很多地方我都就是好像退休了从那边退下来
Dozens of times
就真的是很多次
Fortunately, I haven't mailed him in.
还好我没有给那个人写信。
You see, on Monday,
在星期一的时候
Monday is often a miserable day.
通常星期一是一个很糟糕、很差劲的。
Because I find there's two possibilities.
因为呢，在星期一你会发现两种可能性。
Sometimes I go home and think.
有的时候我就回到家想。
That was the worst sermon.Anyone has ever preached.
哎呀，那个讲道简直是一个任何人所能讲的最糟糕的讲道。
And Monday, I think I'm just going to quit.
然后星期一我就说算了，我就不干了。 对没有希望。
Other times, unfortunately, pretty rarely.
但是不幸的是，但是也很少出现啊。
I go home thinking, ah, I said exactly what I felt I should say.
我就觉得我今天讲了我应该要讲要想说的。
And I feel wonderful.
我就觉得很棒。
And Monday morning I wake up.
然后星期一早晨我一醒来就觉得人整个都要瘫下去了。
And I have learned through that experience.
我就从那些经历学到。
Monday I never make any decisions.
星期一不做任何决定。
Because for me, that's going to be a difficult day.
因为对我个人来讲，星期一是一个困难的、艰难的一天。
I was talking to a pastor a while back.
我前一阵呢，跟一位牧师交谈。
And he said, Monday is my Saturday. That's my day off.
他说星期天呢，就是我的安息日，是我的星期六，就是我的安息日，我休息。
Why?
星期一是他的星期一。
And he basically quoted back what I just said to you.
然后呢，我说为什么你星期一休息？他就刚才讲的就是我所讲的那些东西。
He said, it doesn't matter whether Sunday went really well or really bad.
他说不管星期天是很好还是很糟糕。
I'm going to struggle.
他说我都会挣扎。
Now here's my point.
所以我要讲的就是
If I can know that,
如果我可以知道
Now I can discipline myself.
我就可以操练自己。
When I want to just in frustration give up and quit.
当我就觉得非常的沮丧想要放弃的时候。
I can say, oh wait a minute, it's Monday.
我就可以说哦等一下今天是星期一。
Let's think about this tomorrow.
我明天再想。
If I am tempted to overreact to things.
或者我对一些事情要过度反应的时候。
I know myself.
我知道我自己。
You remember Elijah?
记不记得以利亚?
When he sits in a cave,
他坐在这个岩石洞穴里的时候,
and he says, Lord, let me die.
他给神说, 神啊, 让我死吧。
You remember that story?
记不记得那个故事?
But if you read backwards,
但是你往头前面稍微看一下,
he has this incredible success on Mount Carmel.
你知道他在那个加密山上有一个非常震撼的一个经历。
Fire comes from heaven.
火从天上降下来。
He is the hero of the hour.
他在那个时间他就是英雄。
Next scene.
下一幕吧。
Jezebel says I'm going to kill him.
耶洗别说我要杀了你。
Which is always funny to me when Elijah then says, Lord, let me die.
然后我就是总是想到这个觉得很有趣。
I think Elijah, you don't need to say anything, just go out the cave.
他就说神啊让我死吧他其实不需要他从那个岩石上跳下去。
Don't ask the Lord to let you die, just go find Jezebel, she'll take care of it for you.
你不需要神让你死你找到耶利耶洗别他就会让你死。
But he has this great victory on Mount Carmel.
他在加密山上有一个很大的得胜。
Then he runs for his life.
然后就开始逃命了。
He's exhausted.
他就是非常的疲倦。
And he just feels it hopeless.
他就觉得绝望了。
And God does a couple amazing things.
但是神在这时候做了几件很令人惊异的事。
And neither of them are great spiritual truths.
这个神
They're practical truths.
不是这种好像是一个很属灵的很实用的一些真理。
That should help us.
但是这不是一些好像属灵的真理但是却是实用的可以帮助我们
spiritual growth is practical
因为呢属灵灵命的成长是很实际的
God does two things for Elijah that day
神在那天为以利亚做了两件事
number one he shows him where his mind is mixed up
第一个呢他就向以利亚展示就是他的脑筋那个思想方面出错了
he says no Elijah you're wrong
神说以利亚你错了
you're not all alone
你不是孤单一人。
You think you're the last one left who's true to me.
你觉得以色列就剩下你一个人对我忠心。
But I think it's 400, I forgot to look at it.
7,000,
thank you, yes.
但是呢我还留下7,000人。
I have 7,000 who have not bowed to Baal.
但是还有7,000人未曾向巴黎屈膝。
Elijah?
以利亚呀
Don't make any decisions to get your back straight.
就是先不要说做先不要做任何决定先让你的想法正就是 圣旨。
Your information is off by 7,000.
你的这个信息差了七千人呢，差了七千呢。
Sometimes part of the answer to fixing our wrong thoughts are just to find out the facts.
所以有的时候呢，就是纠正我们这个错误思维的这种方法呢，就是找到这个正确的这个事实，这个信息。
But the other thing God does is He feeds him.
第二件神做的是，神就喂养他。
Elijah's exhausted.
因为以利亚呢，
He's hungry.
他很饿又很累。
And all of that is coming together to warp his thinking.
所以这些呢，又累又饿的，又有这个错误的。就是思想中又缺乏那个实际的情况，就到他的想法中。
And so God answers those areas of struggle.
所以呢，神就在他挣扎的这两方面回应了他。
Know the areas that cause you trouble in your thought life.
所以呢，你要明白了解，在你的思想生活中是哪些带来了问题，哪些带来了就是导致你这样想。
Know the areas that are struggles.
要了解你在哪些方面是有挣扎。
I am very sorry to use personal examples. I don't like that. 我很
抱歉呢，我要用个人的例子，我不喜欢用个人的这个例子。
But I want you to understand what I mean, and then you have to apply it in your situation.
但是我想要大家明白我要讲的是什么，然后呢，你们把它应用在你们的生活中。
And I don't know your situation.
我不了解你们的情况。
And if I did, I wouldn't stand up here and tell everyone.
如果我知道的，我就不会这么讲，就是。
But the last several weeks, I have changed something in my personal schedule.
然后呢，在过去的好多个星期之内呢，我个人的这种日程表呢就有一些改变。
They still let me have an office down on campus.
在学校的那边呢，他们还让我有一个办公室。
And almost every night after supper, I go down there and study for a few hours.
所以呢，基本上每天晚餐之后，我都去那里学习几个小时。
For this reason and this reason only.
仅仅是为了一个原因。
Because I can study at home and I prefer usually studying at home.
我原来呢也是很喜欢，也是愿意呢在家里学习，但是现在只是为了一个原因。
Except over the last few months, I have found the evenings are very difficult for me.
就是过去几个月，我发现这个晚上的时间对我是很困难的。
And I become very negative.
我就会变得很负面。
And not.Wise thinking.
然后呢，这个想法呢也不是明智的。
And one day it struck me.
然后有一天我就突然明白。
You need to change where you're at and what you're doing.
然后你应该改变，在晚上的时候你在哪儿，你在做什么。
And so if I go somewhere else.
所以如果我离开家到别的地方。
I no longer am so pressed.
我就不会说在那个好像灵里边很瘦，灵魂里很瘦一样，在那些晚上。
Nothing quote spiritual.
这好像没有什么属灵的这个真在里面。
But in fact, I was finding I was struggling in my spiritual life.
我就发现我在我的属灵生活上有挣扎。
Because the evenings had become so depressing to me.
因为呢，这个晚上的时间对我来讲是很让我很难受，就是很压抑的。
And yes, I could pray, God, please help me.
我当然可以祷告说，神啊，你帮助我。
But the way God can help me is by giving me a way to change my situation.
但是神帮助我的方式呢，就是改变我的这个环境，我的处境。
Now, again, I'm sorry to tell you that example.
我很抱歉，我告诉大家这个例子。
The point is not, please feel sorry for me.
不是让你们为我感到难过。
The point is,
这个
Every one of us,
就是要讲的就是我们每个人
have some areas where we struggle in our thought life.
在我们的思想生活中
some areas that Satan fights us.
在有些我们的思想生活中我们有挣扎，然后撒旦在那个方面攻击我们。
Know yourself.
了解你自己。
Ask God to show you.
让神向你显示。
What is it that brings this?
到底是什么导致我有挣扎呢？
And then begin to work through.
然后呢，就开始就在那方面想。
Because it is a spiritual issue.
因为那实际上是一个跟属灵相关的问题。
Because as we think, so are we.
就是为人怎么样思想，我们就是怎样的人。
And so my thought life can very much hinder my spiritual formation.
所以我的思想生活呢，就很容易就是会影响阻碍我的属灵生命。
A second thing I want to say about disciplining our thought life, and this applies to every area of discipline.
然后呢，再一个这个思想生活的这个操练呢，其实也应用在我们别的任何方面。
Pursue joy in God.
就是在神里面追求喜悦，追求喜乐。
Again, Paul is writing to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说
He says, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace out of a pure heart.
你要追就是有一个温有一个清洁的心追求公义敬天信心爱心忍耐温柔
Every discipline that we talk about
我们所讲到的每一个操练
will become a source of frustration.
这个每一个操练都可能成为我们觉得让我们很懊恼很灰心丧气的一个方面
If it is done out of a heavy obligation,
如果是出自于一个很沉重的这种责任感来做的话
Paul says to Timothy,
所以保罗对提摩太说
All these things you're supposed to do,
所有这些 你本来说你要去做的
Do them because you are pursuing God.
你之所以这样做是因为你在追求神
Your joy is in your walk with God
你的喜乐来自于你和神的同行
And that guides how you think, what you think about
那个就会引导你如何来思想
Third thing I want to say Take every thought captive to the word of God
第三点就是要It's First Corinthians 6, right?
Second Corinthians 10, I believe.
Okay. 在哥林多后书十章第四节。
The weapons, Paul says, the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power.
他说我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在神面前有能力。
He says, we destroy arguments and every opinion raised against the knowledge of God.
将各样的计谋各样拦阻人的认识神的那些至高知识一概攻破了。
We take every thought captive to obey Christ.
又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督哥林多后书十章四到五节。
The key to victory in our way of thinking
在我们思想生活中的得胜胜利来自于
is to make every thought a slave of the word of God
是让我们所有的心意都思想都顺服于神的话语之下
Now again, I understand you can't control the thoughts that flash through your mind
我知道你没有办法控制那些掠过你思想的那些念头
But what you can do
但是你可以做的就是
according to Paul
根据保罗
is you can make your thoughts captive to God's word.
你可以把你的思想呢让它就是降服于就是服从于神的话语。
In other words, what does God's word say in answer to this thought?
就是神对掠过你思想那个念头神的回应神的话语是怎么教导的呢?
One of the most valuable spiritual disciplines you can develop in your life.
有一个你可以一个非常有力的一个有效果的一个属灵操练在你的个人生活中就是
is to develop the discipline of memorizing scripture
就是背诵经文
when there is an area of struggle
当你在有一个方面是有挣扎的时候
to find a scripture that relates to that
就找到跟这个相关的经文
And memorize.
然后把它记下来。
And then, as those thoughts in that area come,
所以当有那种跟那个相关的那些念头掠过你思想的时候
the word of God is there.
神的话语就在那。
That you can take your thoughts captive.
这样呢，你就可以将你的心意呢，使它都顺服，将你的念头都顺服在基督的话语之下。
Psalm 56, David shows us what this looks like.
在诗篇五十六篇大卫向我们展示这是怎么样的
He says when I am afraid I put my trust in you
他说我惧怕的时候要依靠你
In God whose word I praise
我倚靠神我要赞美他的话
In God I trust
我倚靠神必不惧怕
I shall not be afraid
我不惧必不惧怕。
What can flesh do to me?
血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
Now the reason that paragraph is powerful to me is this.
对我来讲，这个经文是这么有能力。
Paul says, take your thoughts captive.
保罗说呢，要将你的那个心思夺回。
So at the beginning of that paragraph, verse 3, what is David's thought?
在你看刚才大卫在诗篇五十六篇，在刚开始大卫他的害怕是他的想法是什么？他害怕，是不是？
Fear.
是惧怕。
When I am afraid.
他说我惧怕的时候。
Okay, so there's the thought that's coming through his mind.
所以呢，来到他思想中掠过的是什么？是惧怕。
Enemies are trying to kill him.
他的敌人想要杀害他。
He's in trouble.
他有麻烦。
He's afraid.
他害怕。
But he has determined.
但是他定义，他决定。
To discipline what he thinks about, how he thinks.
他决定，他定义说他要操练他的思想。
And so he says, when I am afraid.
所以他说，当我惧怕的时候。
Put my trust in you.
我就要把我的信心放在神身上，我就要信靠神。
In who?
在谁呢？
In God, whose word I praise.
是我所赞美他的那个话语，他的话语的神。
In God I trust.
我倚靠神。
And then look at what happens.
然后你看后边发生了什么呢？
What was his starting thought?
他的刚开始的那个念头是什么？掠过他思想的念头是什么呢？
I'm afraid.
说我害怕。
Put my trust in God.
然后下边我就把我的信心，我的信靠
I shall
放在神身上。
Be afraid.
然后他又说我必不惧怕。
Do you see how he has taken his thoughts captive to the word of God?
你有没有看到他是如何把他的心意，把他的思想夺回，使他顺服在神的话语之下吗？
This is not some kind of a psychobabble trick.
这个可不是一些好像那个心理上的一些小技巧。
David isn't looking in a mirror saying, boy, do I feel strong.
大卫不是看着镜子说，你看我是不是很强壮。
Say that 50 times and you'll feel strong. No,
然后你不对着镜子说我很强壮，我很强，说50次你就很强壮。
And he's also not denying the reality.
他也没有否认事实。
Of his struggle.
他有在挣扎。
I'm afraid.
他说我在害怕。
So here's what I will do.
那我要做什么呢？
Here's how I will take my thoughts captive.
我如何来就是使我的将我的思想夺回呢？
In God, whose word I praise.
神的话语是我所赞美的。
I'm going to trust that God.
我就要信靠那位神。
Then he can say.
然后他接着就可以说。
I will not be afraid.
我就不会害怕。
That, it seems to me, is the model for disciplining our thought life.
我觉得那个就是我们操练训练我们思想生活的一个模式，一个典范。
What does God's word say to me in this area of struggle?
在我所挣扎的这方面，神的话语是怎么说的呢？
Memorize it.
就把它记下来。
And then speak that to that area.
所以呢，就用神的话来对你的那个挣扎的方面来说话。
Jesus gives us the model for that when he's tempted.
当主耶稣被试探的时候，他也展现了，也用了这个模式。
Each temptation that Satan brings to him,
撒旦的每次试探，
Jesus responds with God's word.
耶稣都用神的话来回应。
How did he know that word?
耶稣是怎么知道神的话的呢？
He memorized.
他把神的话语记在心里。
He studied it. It was part of him.
他学习神的话语，那也是他人的一部分，人生的一部分，人的思想的一部分。
The last thing I want to say in this area is be accountable to others.
就是彼此问责。
I'm going to be talking about that more later when I talk another week when I talk about community.
当我们讲到以后讲到这个社区，就是彼此的团契的时候，我们会讲到这一点。
James says, confess your sins one to another.
雅各说你们要彼此认罪。
Why?
为什么呢？
So we can pray for one another.
这样我们可以彼此代祷。
Accountability
就是这个彼此问责
helps us to respond to these areas of struggle.
就帮助我们在这个我们所挣扎的方面可以回应。
Have a former student.
我以前有一位学生
who has for a long time struggled with an area of temptation in his life.
在他的生活中呢，有很长一段时间他有一个挣扎的方面。
At some point he came and he said, I need someone that I can be accountable to.
他有一次他就说我对我说他说我需要在有一个人在这方面可以对我进行问责。
And I said, well, I'm not a good choice.
我就告诉他说我不是一个好的选项。
Because I won't pat you on the head and say it's okay, I understand you're weak.
然后我不会拍你的肩膀说哎呀没关系我理解你很软弱
said, I'm no good at comfort.
因为我这个人不擅长安慰人
I'll say,
我会说
well they grow up and deal with it
然后你就成长来处理这件事情
he said that's what I need
他说那就是我所需要的
so periodically
所以呢隔一段时间呢
yesterday middle of the afternoon I'm studying I get a text
所以呢在昨天下午正在学习的时候呢他就给我发了一个短信
just says please pray for me
他说请为我祷告
that's all it said
他就这么写了一句
I text back I will
然后我就写说我会的
I know what are from our history the issue
从那个历史中我知道这个问题是什么
and Monday I will see him
星期一呢我会见他
and say
然后就说
so onSaturday after you texted me.
在星期六你给我发过短信之后
Did you respond to that temptation in the right way?
你有没有对这个试探有一个正确的回应方式呢
He has built into his life an accountability.
他在他的生命中见到了这个问责
Someone who can pray for him, but also someone to say, and what are you doing about it?
然后呢就是这个人呢可以为他祷告但是也会去问他说你是怎么做的
Because he knows that if he says to me,
如果他对我说,
well, after I texted you, I went ahead and yielded to the temptation.
我给你发过短信之后呢，我就投降了，我就进到这个试探里。
He knows from experience that I'm going to only half jokingly say,
我就会半开玩笑的说,
you mean I'm a lousy prayer?
你认为我是一个很差劲的一个祷告者吗?
Dude, you make me look really bad.
你让我看得很糟糕啊。
But you understand what he's doing. He's building accountability and that gives him strength.
他给自己有这个让别人可以问责他所以在他面对试探的时候呢他可以让他有力量。
Alright, I want to move on.
我们再往下看。
And I'm going to skip to an area of temperament.
我们讲到我们的性情。Which,I think we have to go to the next slide.
Yeah. Temperament.
讲到的就是我们的性情我们的个性。
I almost omitted this one.
我差点就跳过这个。
But it's important.
但是这个挺重要的。
You see, all of us have unique personalities.
我们每个人都有一个独特的个性。
And all of those personalities have strengths and weaknesses.
所有的个性都有它的强项跟短项，有它的长处，也有它的弱点。
Proverbs.
箴言说，箴言上说
，Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city without walls.
人若不自乎己心，就像墙垣坏了。
Have you ever heard someone say this?
你有没有听到人说
They explode and just lose control in a meeting.
然后呢他们在开会的时候呢就发脾气就失去控制。
And then they say,
you
know, that's just who I am.
他们就说哎呀我就是这样的人。
Anybody ever heard, that's just who I am.
他们就说哎呀我就是那样的人。
Anybody? No, I'm not going to ask you.
我不问你。
You say that.
有没有人这样说
?Proverbs says.
箴言说。
Yes, we all have our personality. We all have our temperament.
我们都有自己的个性，都有自己的这独特的性格。
But to have no rule over that.
但是如果你没有制服你的心，你没有不能控
制的话，is like a city without walls.
就好像毁坏的城邑。
In other words, in the ancient world, a city with no self-defense, no protection.
就是在古代的城市，没有一个防卫系统，没有任何的保护自己的办法。
As I read the Gospels,
当我去读真言福音书的时候
，You see the great difference in the personalities
of the different disciples.
你就看到在耶稣的那个他的那些门徒里面，他们彼此那个非常不同的个性。
Peter is mouthy.
这个彼得是很爱讲话。
James and John are caught on fire from heaven.
那个约翰跟雅各要他从天上降火下来。
Thomas is pessimistic.
然后呢，这个托马多马呢总是比较悲观。
And yet, in the book of Acts,
但是在使徒行传里边
，we see them working effectively.
我们看到他们真的是就是很有大有成效的在一起工作。
To accomplish God's purpose,
是为了成就神的旨意。
Now, I have sometimes taught and preached.
我有的时候在有的地方呢，我教导就是去讲道。
That the key turning point is Acts 2, Pentecost.
其实讲到说在这个转变的一个转折点就是在使徒行传第二章。
They are filled with the Spirit.
因为他们都被圣灵充满。
And that transforms them.
那个就更新改转变了他们改变了他们。
I've come to believe that's not wrong.
我就知道说那个不是错的。
But it's not the whole answer.
但是那个还不是所有的那个回应答案。
You see, I think there was another part of what happened.
我还知道说还有别在有别的发生。
And it happens during those 3 years that Jesus is with them.
就是在主他们跟主耶稣同在的三年里边。
Who chose loud-mouthed Peter to be a disciple?
谁拣选这个总爱讲话的这个彼得成为门徒呢？
Jesus.
是耶稣。
Who chose pessimistic Thomas to be a disciple?
谁拣选了这个总是很悲观的这个多马成为门徒呢？
Did Jesus not know enough to know that they were going to have trouble getting along?
难道主耶稣不知道他们在一起会相处有麻烦吗？
Of course he knew.
当然他知道他们这群这么不同的人在一起会有麻烦。
That's why he picked them.
那就是为什么主耶稣拣选他们。
He had 3 years.
他只有三年。
To pull them together.
他有三年把他们放在一起，聚在一起。
To make them work together.
就让他们能够一起工作，一起成功。
To make them travel together, eat together, live together.
让他们就是一起行走，一起工作，一起住在一起，吃在一起，睡在一起。
And for Peter to learn from painful experience.
让彼得从痛苦的经历中学习到。
When I talk too much.
当我讲太多话的时候。
I get in trouble.
那我就会有麻烦。
For Thomas to learn.
要多马学习到。
Sometimes the worst possible thing is not what happens.
有的时候你所以为的这个最糟糕的事情并不是真正，并不是，就不会发生。
Jesus is teaching them to discipline their personality.
主耶稣教导他们来，就是来训练、操练他们的个性。
Because he knows.
因为他知道。
That if the rest of Thomas's life.
如果多马的余生。
His response to every ministry opportunity that comes.
当他面对每一个这个服事的这个。机会来到的时候
is to say,
如果他是说
well, it probably won't work.
又说哎呀可能行不通的
I'm not even going to try.
我努试都不试
That's Peter's person, Thomas's personality.
那个就是多马的个性
But Jesus is planning for Thomas to take the gospel to India.
但是呢主耶稣对多马的计划是他把福音带到
And the only way that's going to happen is if Thomas disciplines his personality to go, even when he isn't sure it's going to work.
然后呢就是要多马就是操练就是节制他的个性即使他知道这个最后那没有人会听他还是要去印度。
The filling of the Spirit is part of that.
就是被圣灵充满只是这个答案的一部分。
But the personal discipline is also part of it.
但是个人操练也是答案的一部分。
Jesus knows
主耶稣知道
that Peter is going to wreck the church.
彼得会把这个教会给搞砸。
If he gets up every time in the Jerusalem leaders and says everything that comes to mind.
如果彼得 他每次大家聚会的时候在耶路撒冷，他站起来就说他的想法，他所有的想法，他就把这个教会整个都给搞砸了。
He knows that Peter needs to learn.
他知道彼得需要学习。
In the words of my mother,
在我妈妈的话就是说
dip your lip.
把你的那个嘴巴上拉个拉链给封起来。
You don't have to say everything you think.
你不需要把你所想的所知道的每件事情都说出来。
Yes, Pentecost is part of that process for Peter.
对，那个五旬节是彼得的这个中间的一部分。
But another part of it is the personal discipline that comes.
另外一部分呢是随之而来，就是一直要有的这个个人的操练。
Jesus teaches him that discipline this way.
主耶稣教导这样教导这个个人操练。
Peter blurts out what he thinks.
彼得就一下子把他想的想法给说出来了。
And Jesus turns to him and says.
然后主耶稣转过头来对他说。
Satan, would you mind getting behind me?
就说撒旦推到我后边去吧。
I am almost certain that after that, Peter decided, I'm not going to say everything I think.
我觉得从那之后，彼得大概就决定说，我不要把我想法中的每个想法都说出来。
Because Peter didn't want Jesus calling him Satan anymore.
因为彼得可不想再被耶稣称为撒旦。
He is teaching him discipline in the area, self-discipline in the area of personality.
所以呢，主耶稣在他的这个个人的性情方面进行操练。
So, how do you discipline yourself in this area?
所以呢，你如何在这些方面来操练你自己呢？
Three things very quickly, we'll finish this. Yes, we'll finish this.
然后讲三点很快。
Study the life of Jesus.
第一个呢，就是学习耶稣的生活，效法他的品格。
And discipline yourself through the Holy Spirit working in you.
靠着在你里边工作的圣灵来操练。
To conform your life in your responses to His example.
让你的反应，你的行为像耶稣的榜样。
To say frequently, how would Jesus respond to this situation?
就是不断地问说，主耶稣在这种情况下，他会如何来反应？
Second, know yourself. We're back to the same thing. Know yourself.
第二点就是说，了解认识你自己。
And refuse to make excuses.
就是拒绝给自己找理由，找借口。
Be quick to go to someone.
就是很快的，就是到你就是去到别人面前。
Not this way.
不是说这种方式。到你。
Brother Rob, what I said to you, I know was rude.
Rob 弟兄，我刚才对你所说的话是比较鲁莽，不太好。
It's just me, so you have to accept it.
但是呢，我就是这样的人，所以你要接受。Rob 说，太没门。
You're off the team, Pastor.
Yeah. Instead,
那个我要对 Rob 弟兄说
to have the humility to say,
我要有这种谦卑的态度去说
what I said was wrong.
我刚才所说的是错的。
I'm sorry.
对不起。
That's the discipline of our kingdom. Not to use it as an excuse.
那是对我们这个性情，对我们个性的一个操练，而不是把我们的个性做成一个借口。
But to discipline ourselves and to allow the Holy Spirit to shape us.
让圣灵来塑造你，来训练我们。
Finally, be thankful for the person God created you to be.
然后呢，为神所创造的就是你这样的一个个人来感谢。
And be thankful for the personality of those around.
也感谢神给其他人不同的个性和性情。
It is really a good thing that not everyone is my personality.
就是别人跟我个性性情不同，其实真的是一件好事。
There would be a lot of gloom and doom in the world.
如果都像我这样，这个世界就很阴沉。
Part of the discipline of my personality.
对于我的个性，我的性情的一个操练就是
is to learn to be thankful for those who are the opposite of me.
就是为那些个性完全跟我相反的人呢，为他们感谢。
Realizing that God is bringing us all.
就意识到说神把我们放在一起带到一起
to accomplish his purpose
要成就他对这个教会的旨意
so rather than be frustrated at those who are different than me
所以呢不是对那些跟我不同的人对他们很恼火很懊恼
I can be thankful
我可以感谢
in your marriage?
在你的婚姻当中,
how many of you have a spouse that's quite a lot different than you are?
多少人有你的那个配偶跟你很不一样?
And sometimes we allow that to frustrate us.
有的时候我们就让这个不同让我们非常的懊恼恼火。
Instead of realizing,
其实我们应该意识到说,
that's a reason for gratitude.
那个就是要感谢的理由。
I mean, if you had married someone just like you,
如果你, 那个你的配偶完全是一样,
you'd spend your whole life with two of you.
你就跟一整生都跟两个一样在一起的人,
跟另外跟你在一起。 Be no fun.
那就没有任何的乐趣了。
We learn in a marriage to be thankful for those differences.
在婚姻中我们学习为那些不同来感谢。
In a church,
在教会里边,
we have to learn to be thankful for those differences.
我们要学习为那些不同来感谢。
That's part of the discipline.
那就是我们这种操练的一部分。
Alright, we're out of time.
看来我们时间就不够了。
For me, maybe not for you.
可不是对我，不是对你们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we want to grow to be more like you.
主啊，我们想要成长更像你。
I know these areas are not areas that sometimes we think of as being areas of spiritual life.
有的时候我们觉得这些操练的方面好像不是属于属灵的方面。
And yet they are areas that impact our effectiveness for you.
但是这些会影响到我们为你的成效，我们会影响到我们对神国的施工。
And so would you help us to grow in our discipline in these areas?
求你帮助我们在这些方面的个人操练方面可以成长。
In our thought life.
在我们的思想生活。
To allow our thoughts to be guided by your word.
让我们的思想被你的话语所引导。
In our temperaments, in our personality, in our interactions.
在我们的个性，在我们的性情，在我们跟别人的互动当中。
To be guided by your word.
被你的话语所引导。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.